I will add to this, is when you follow God's government, even when we think that God allows it, God is in control of everything, so maybe it's the right word. But even when you take a man like Abraham, when he exceeded that line, there was a failure came in. With Hagar, we know who her son Ishmael. Ishmael was always an adversary with the people of God. You go to Jacob, and then you would realize the same thing. When there was this going beyond the principle of the scripture, and he has obtained more than one wife, you can see the struggles that came in and the effect of it. You see, God has a principle, and although sometimes we see that it was allowed to be done in a different way, but yet if you read carefully in the scripture, they paid the price for it in God's government. Even when you look at David, David had also different wives. And the day of judgment came, and all these wives were affected with some kind of children that passed away. So all what I'm suggesting to you, that although it was allowed in such a way, but God's government dealt with it in his own way, because God does not change his principles. The only thing that sometimes it's allowed, as we have heard from Matthew 19, is because of the hardness of our hearts. It's man's failure. It's man's fault. But if I am a Christian, I delight to do the mind of God. And the mind of God is, it was not so from the beginning. When God had made Adam, he had intended Eve to be the only wife for this man, as long as they are both shall live. And this is the order of things. I know that's the mind of God. And I know God's government in dealing with different wives, when a man had different wives. So if I take them both this way, I would say I'm going to honor the Lord with what it seems the principle in the scripture. But one should say this. Joseph, we have heard, came under a lot of bad influence, right? But even when you think of his siblings, there's always the same. We come back to the secret. You know, Reuben. You know, we're talking about the sin, okay? Reuben went in that direction. Judah went in that direction. Dinah, his sister, went in that direction. You know what was Dinah's failure? She wanted to see the daughters of the Canaanites. She wanted to have friendship. She wanted to build some, if I want to put it that way, some kind of unequal yoke with them outside. And yet Joseph, although he could have excused himself. It's in our family. You know what? We have this. I inherited that. It's in the family. It's in the family. Well, the secret behind Joseph, if one wants to give a brief summary about the life of such a man of faith, it is that he has put his trust in God. And that's the end of it. In every occasion, he mentioned God since that chapter. Whether the woman, whether the dreams, whether Pharaoh, whether in the prison, he mentions Jehovah. Whether before Pharaoh, he mentions God. So from that point on, we see that Joseph always brought God because he put his confidence in him. And that is the only secret. There is no recipe, and you have to put these ingredients together. There is one ingredient, as far as I see it from the scripture, is that you have to get into the Word of God and enjoy the Word of God. And the more and more I see of Christ, the more and more I'm going to be affected by the way Christ lived here in this scene. Somebody said, it doesn't matter where you're reading in the Bible, always read the Gospels. It doesn't matter where you're reading in the Bible, always read the Gospels. Because the more I see of the Lord Jesus, the more I'm going to somehow be conformed into his image. And that's the secret of Joseph. He had his sight on the right person. And because it was on the right person, he was conformed into the image of the Lord Jesus.
In that connection, can we read one verse from Psalm 16, verse 8? I have set the Lord always before me. And Lord Jesus Christ also said, Jehovah always before him. So I think Joseph also was always living his life in conscious to God.
Mm-hmm.
So he could.
Can I just read one verse? I'm not, just one verse in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. I just want to read it. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment. I have to be content with the circumstances that I am in presently. Godliness with contentment. Right now, if you are a young person, you're not married. You have to be content with that, with godliness. The time will come when you will have that. But for the present time, godliness with contentment has great gain.
So just, we've been talking about bring you full us, and we could ask the question of where do we flee or where do we run to? We read Joseph ran away, but where did he go? And 2 Timothy 2:22 it says, flee youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those that call upon the Lord out of pure heart. So the Lord is directing us where we run to. And when Joseph ran away, I'm sure he ran to find some company that, so he wasn't alone with this woman. And so there's this idea that the Lord isn't just going to tell you to run somewhere and not direct you where to go. He tells you to pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, and also fellowship with those of like faith, that you want to seek those who also are trying to honor God and to honor the Lord.
And he gives you his complete word and the unfaltering ability to come to him, to give you the ability to flee these lusts. 28 verse 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So the Creator, who brought light into the world, has shined light in our hearts so that we may have knowledge of the glory of God. What a wonderful thought. This is something that you had mentioned, having the positive side of it. And there is really the only negative side of it is if we make the wrong choice. Everything else is positive. We have the light. The light has been given to us. So we have the ability. And it's a wonderful ability. It's a privilege to be able to flee these things. Because the fact is we were slaves to sin without Christ. We may think we can flee, but it's not fleeing. It's just coincidence.